Blog Talk Radio.
Computer on.
Space, the final frontier. These are the voyages of the starship
Mele.
Prize. Its 5-year mission to explore.
That good help candy, baby.
You know him.
To
seek out new life and new civilizations. To boldly go where no has gone before.
Yeah. And we up in this month, y'all. All right, people. Y'all already know we got only got two more motherfucking days until the countdown. And that's what we're doing. To the biggest show on earth, you know what I'm saying? Live from Las Vegas, Nevada, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, we're going to be live doing it real big, man, you know, for the BTR host reunion. You know what I'm saying? Sponsored to you in part by the motherfucking Trilateral Commission. Fucking right. That's what we do. You know what I'm saying? And we holding it down, man. You know, your boy DJ Smell So Good is creeping on the come up. You know what I'm saying? But hey, man, I'm doing what the fuck I got to do. That's all I'm saying. I ain't crying on nobody's motherfucking shoulder. I'm gonna do what the fuck I got to do. You know what I'm saying? And that's just it. Ain't no in between in it. You know what I'm saying? So. You know, if y'all gonna be there, man, be there. You ain't gonna motherfucking be there, then, you know, do what you do. You know what I'm saying? But we damn sure gonna have a good time. We're gonna have a video cameras. We're gonna have laptops. You know what I'm saying? We're gonna have all kind of technicality shit. You know what I'm saying? And doing a real bit. Shouts out to Miss Tasha Triple X, my co-host from Australia. You know what I'm saying? Came down here. If y'all ain't seen the show yet, you know, check the show out. We're live at Starbucks, and I still got to post the videos and stuff, you know what I'm saying, that I got. And, yeah, it's a windy day down here in Florida, man. It's starting to get a little cool, you know what I'm saying, down here in Tampa. We're starting to get a little chilly-willy, you know, and the wind's starting to pick up and everything. So, but that's what you got to do, y'all. You got to go through a weather change, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah. And shots like Straight Low Records on Goofy Bone. And Said It Baby Powder Fresh J. You know what I'm saying? Trilateral Commission. Also, I Be the Wise One who lives in Las Vegas and going to be holding it down for us when we get there. And Miss Mouse, you know what I'm saying? Doing her thing real big. And that will give you the Trilateral Commission. So that's what we do. We hold it down. You know what I'm saying? From every state to every country. All the way around the world, man. This is just some real shit. So, you know, that's what we do. Start this thing off, man, getting into some, this is a new track. Everybody keep, you know, people sending me and shit. So, this is Paziano. Shouts out to the Old Town, Orlando. You know what I'm saying? This is The World Keeps Turning. And this is featuring BKD right here on Live on the Starship Smelly Prize. AKA Wrecking the Rain, Wrecking the Game Radio.
All the niggas out there struggling, got the head down. You know what I'm saying? Just look up. You know what I'm saying? He up there. You know what I'm saying? Yep. One time.
The world keeps turning. My dreams are burning. Oh, but don't you worry. God won't leave me lonely. And I know I'm stronger. And I know I'm tougher. I don't have to wonder. He won't let me suffer.
Life goes by, time gon' fly. Some gon' cry and some gon' lie. Some get high and most get mad. All cause the past by what they had, but keep moving. Yeah, yeah. Now I'm talking about, yeah, to keep moving. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
need to be a soul in the project. Feel popping demons, missing the truth. Cut his fingers for you. You said it was me, but nigga, it's you. Nigga, pick and choose. AKs calling rats and booze. Cussing in the field, take a spaz, getting ill in the field. Wearing Havana toes, no control, rolling with Vino.
Faziano right there, people. New shit, you know what I'm saying? You know how we do.
What's good, what's good? This your boy, SFN Visuals, always checking in with DJ Smell So Good, a.k.a. DJ FTP, a.k.a. DJ For The People. Fuck the police, you know what I'm talking about? Hell yeah, 2009, always out.
Bitches. And, yeah, I had a good time over the weekend. I know I ain't really talk about it, you know what I'm saying, on yesterday's show. Cause you know, some shit was going down, man. You know, my homeboy lost his house. Yeah. I'm telling you people, gambling is some real motherfucking addictive shit. If your peoples is on it, man, you're gonna have to watch out for yourself. All they getting help for motherfuckers, they gonna have to get help for themselves. You can point it out to a person, damn, you smoke too much weed, but if a bitch ain't gonna stop smoking weed, what the fuck you gonna do? You know what I'm saying? If they burn all their money up trying to smoke weed, what the fuck? Same shit, though, but that gambling is just on a whole larger scale. And I ain't never heard nobody losing their motherfucking house over no weed smoking. You know what I'm saying? Crack, yeah. Powder, yeah. Hell, not even over popping pills. But gambling, yeah, definitely. And that's the highest statistic out there running right now. You know what I'm saying? As far as losses. And, shit, so that's what, that's, you know, but I've been through that with my own family personally, so, hey, man, I can say I know where you're coming from, and I honestly know what you're talking about, you know what I'm saying, but, hey, man, we don't kill you, make you stronger, you know what I'm saying, so that's what we do, we just keep getting stronger and stronger, man, and living life, you know what I'm saying, every day for what it is, but this weekend, you know what I'm saying, I have this Tasha Triple X coming to town Friday, and then, you know, all this weekend long, you know, just hung out, had a good time. And It was Miss Janu's birthday Saturday, so, you know, we did the damn thing on Trey Foe, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, I had a good time doing that shit, you know what I'm saying? That was fun. So, pretty interesting weekend. Shouts out to Miss Janu, you know what I'm saying, for her birthday. And check her out on myspace.com/Janu the Princess. And, you know, hit her up with a birthday comment. You know what I'm saying? It can be belated. You didn't know. You know what I'm saying? Go ahead and send that to her. You know what I'm saying? And it's real. You know, that's what we do here, people. Let me see. We got a lot of new shit on my damn on the control room switchboard. And got to find out, you know, how all this shit quirks and works. You know what I'm saying? Got a lot of new funky shit. And you want to participate, ever participate.
I can't hit that pick, my calling me. Oh. Ooh, I'm loving it, and it feels all right. McDonald's. Ooh,
commercial
I'm
break, people.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Yeah. Ooh, I'm loving it. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Yeah. McDonald's. What I want. McDonald's. Number one. Number two. Two and three.
And this is what I think about McDonald's.
Check. Amanda Hug and Kiss. Hey, I'm looking for Amanda Hug and Kiss. Why can't I find Amanda Hug and Kiss?
Maybe your standards are too high.
Little SOB. If I ever find out who you are, I'm going to shove a sausage down your throat and stick starving dogs in your butt.
Yay!
Oh, man, too funny, man. But, yeah, you know what I'm saying? You know, glad that the paganistic holiday is over with. You know what I'm saying? You know, got another paganistic holiday coming up. Shouts out to Fake Ass Giving. And then you got Merry Fuck That Christmas, you know what I'm saying, coming up. But, you know, nigga like me don't be no bar humbug. I just, you know what I'm saying? I'm just a don't-give-a-fuck type person, you know what I'm saying? I prefer you not to get me anything, so I don't feel guilty about getting your ass not a motherfucking thing, you know what I'm saying? Except for my girl, and then I give her that good pita, that's all she needs, you know what I'm saying? Bang, 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 Merry Christmas. See ya. So y'all already know how we do it, man. We keep it real, keep it live, you know what I'm saying? Everything that you are hearing is, yeah, live, uncut, uncensored, because this is Wrecking the Game Radio, home of the motherfucking indie superstars, you know what I'm saying? What, indie are the superstars. And quick announcement, people, you know what I'm saying? Let all you smart asses know, you know, when you come to the show, you know what I'm saying? Get your motherfucking mind right, bitches. It's going down like this here. Let's go. My damn, hold on, y'all, I'm sorry. Forgot to push the damn button for it.
The following program is closed captioned for the thinking impaired.
Yeah, just let y'all know that. You know what I'm saying? And well, I'm going to, you know, uplift something a little bit, man. You know what I'm saying? Let's pump this thing on up. We here in the Vegas to have a good time with all people that, you know what I'm saying, you probably ain't never met before. And you know, you might not ever meet again. You never know. You know what I'm saying? You got to take this time out, people. If you got the opportunity, you know, you got to make shit happen. You know what I'm saying? So when I touch down, y'all already know what I'm going to be screaming. All the ladies that I see on the Las Vegas Strip, you know, and this is going to be my number one question.
For the 10 off and dress up. That's up, you can believe it, but I don't fuck up. She using up Tom and Jerry cause she's stuck up. I'm talking, I'm calling the cab and blue man. I don't give a fuck, bitch, I can find me some new ass. Yeah, dog, fuck them all, short tall, thick and small. Pull me like a master, shoot it like big and small. But really, y'all, hoes got the game fucked.
Bathroom, can't even goddamn get to the bathroom. These niggas be short ass fucking songs and shit. But it's all good. You know what I'm saying? What time you niggas with the short songs and shit. You know. And this one's for you. Yeah. Shouts out to B Guns and nigga Ashwood. You know what I'm saying? Holding down for No Sleep Entertainment. You know what I'm saying? That's how I do real big. And still gotta take a couple more. Couple more shout outs from the Peanut Gallery, you know what I'm saying? That's how we do it. You want to get your shout out from the Peanut Gallery, send it to SmellyBTR and lab.com, and I will get it. Huh? Yeah. Go ahead and play my homegirl MC Light real quick. Give her a shout out for your boy. Shout out for your boy, girl. You know what I mean? And, yeah, BTR shit still motherfucking freezing up, man.
Yo, check it out. This is MC Light, and right now you're checking out DJ Smell So Good. Please believe it, it's the core DJs happening all day, every day, 2009. Time to shine, you know how it goes. Yak Radio Broadcast, YAC. It's MC Light in the building. Brooklyn, raise your hands. Holla at your girl, Roughnecks forever.
Huh? That's Laugh from MC Light. Check out that.
Yeah, we live here on 34th, man. DJ Smell So Good, you know what I'm talking about? We got that good old cannon for you. Sleepy J on the world. I'm fucked up right now, but I don't mean shit. At the same time, though, I'm still gonna rock straight forward regardless. That's my life. Straight forward for life.
Let me get some of that. SFN Visuals in the building, too, goddammit. You know we always on 34. Y'all need to go ahead, come down here, check this out. We got everything that a nigga need in the hood right here. Oh, yeah. Even though I don't go to it. MySpace.com/SFN Visuals. That's just real nigga shit. Y'all can hit me up. Trey Pope, Wrecking the Game Entertainment. Party time, smell good. This nigga here.
Yeah, Tampa, bitch.
Yeah. Let's go ahead and get this thing cranked up. My nigga Petey Wheatstraw down out of Fort Myers. And this is the new single, you know what I'm saying, called Wheat Juke. And we're going to go ahead and check it out on that. You got the other one called Get Loose. So, you know, this is a new one with a couple of features on it. You know what I'm saying? And, that's how we do. You know what I'm saying? Break records. Smash them all the way through. Starship Smeller Pies, people. Y'all is live. Don't forget. Top of the hour, get into that motherfucking nutty news, people.
Shit, the wild brain is a whole other formula. I'ma fly young, you and I stay with the hound. Rip my shit till I'm gone and I'm dead in the ground. I know my most niggas know most by the hoes. They love a nigga that's fresh. Well, why they hating on the wild? Cause we fresh as a bitch. Tell my baby what it is. Why I started to click. Dog, nigga.
We just.
We in this bitch straight jugging.
Yeah, I like it flat. Ooh, he got a mean flat. Yeah, I like it flat. Ooh, he got a mean flat. Yeah, I like it.
He stays shining like a precious diamond. Daddy got a new swag. He got long hair. He drives big wheels, sitting on the platinum grill. Yeah, he get it. He flips houses. He stays shining like a precious diamond. Daddy got a new swag. He got long hair. He drives big wheels, sitting on the platinum grill. He a house hustler, all but street guy. Cause pretty soon, all he's gonna rest that bag. I what a girl supposed to do. You know what a shiny skin new. They even got them bounty hunters looking out for you. And all you came from home, police even tapped the phone. And we say, leave him alone, but I don't want no drama. Cause what you do is coming back, double karma. No, I ain't got no time to be coming to your court date. You locked up, you even missed that son's birthday. You always in the street, I living with your homeboy. You don't always spend no time, all you want is going grind. But I want a real man, gon' respect my mind. Yeah, he get it, he built houses. He stay shining like a precious diamond. Daddy got a mean swag, he got long hair. He drive big wheels, sitting on the platinum grill. Yeah, he get it, he built houses. He stay shining like a precious diamond. Daddy got a mean swag, he got long hair. He drive big wheels, sitting on the platinum grill. Got a mean swag, yeah, I like his swag. Ooh, he got a mean swag, yeah, I like his swag. Ooh, he got a mean swag, yeah, I like his swag. Ooh, he got a mean swag.
If y'all check out www.myspace.com/DrakBoysPrinces, DrakBoys, and DrakBoys Princess, you know what I'm saying? And, yeah, I want to get into a little Eric Moore up in this motherfucker. Shouts out to E, you know what I'm saying? Shouts out to Miss Just Last Night. Holding it down, y'all, you know what I'm saying? Doing that real big. And, yeah, that's Verbal Ink, if y'all do not know. And we're going to get into this Who. Sent to me by my dog Goofy Bo and one of these 6-point dudes out. Let's go, people. Fight.
To touch the minds and hearts of the fans with his art. Yo, who's been hood from day one? Kept the street from the start. Part, profit of rage, writing his life and time between the minds of every page. Understands the common man. That's why he receives love in every state on any stage. Yo, who made haters' hearts heavy and hate every phrase? Who writes like he's ending his life and hasn't seen his best days? In many ways, he brings himself back to life like soul to soul when he flows and you know it. Yo, it's me, Eric Moore, a.k.a. Wordsmith, your favorite poet, favorite poet. I spit a mean 16 for so-called MCs in the booth so they can see I'm the truth. Don't need to be a deaf poet. I don't flow for dosey. I'm just trying to save our young black youth. Gone in 60 seconds. Poof. No smoke, no mirrors. I blast and disappear like Dick Cheney's shotgun. I face off like John Travolta and Nick Cage with any poet seeker. Competition is none. One pad plus one pen plus my ability equals the possibility to detect every daughter and son. Won't stop until God says I'm done. Until they find out who killed Biggie and Pac. Until a true MC decides to grab the mic and resurrect real hip-hop. Tick-tock, tick-tock, time's a-wasting. You are now facing the last days of your lives. So what will you do when the truth stands before you? Will you stand like a man if you heard? Or will you get smacked in the face of all four lies? Surprise, surprise, another black boy dies before the age of 25. Now who speaks for that mother who's at a loss for words, bearing a heavy heart and tear-filled eyes? Yo, who's fearless like Jet Li with his ability to touch every heart and mind when it comes to poetry? Here's a hint. First word, first letter, E. Second word, last letter, E. Who made rookies who think their poems should rewrite their lines? Yo, who holds down one mic entertainment and opens the third eye to the mentally blind? Yo, it's me, Eric Moore, wordsmith blessed with the verbal gift to uplift. And just for the record, since you wanna step to me, now you know who you're fucking with.
That's E. Moore right there, people. That brother there, yeah. True definition of rap. True definition of you know, poetry and expression right there. You know what I'm saying? That's how that shit's supposed to come out right there. You know what I'm saying? Like Martin, like Will Smith say on motherfucking Bad Boys of Martin. That's how you supposed to do it right there, nigga. From now on, that's how you motherfucking do it right there, just like that. You know what I'm saying? That's real. And so, you know, shout out to that, man. You already know we got to do one more before we play some We Lit, which is Well Educated and Literate, y'all. You know what I'm saying? That's what the We Lit stands for. You know, it's my homegirls, counterparts to the whole Wrecking the Game Entertainment Network. You know what I'm saying? And that's the non-profit side. You know what I'm saying? Hold it down with the hemp pops and, you know, all that good ish. You know what I'm saying? That's where it comes from, baby. That's where you can, you know what I'm saying, get a hold of it. But, yeah, you know, she came through. Stopped by Trade 4 and dropped this off for me. You know what I'm saying? Just a little sup for the peoples. You know what I'm saying? This is Q and Nas, y'all, of We Lit, you know what I'm saying? Live on Trade 4. Let's go. What the hell, man? What'd it do? I want people I haven't seen to lost the got dang gone drop. Where'd it go? Doobie doobie doo. Where's the drop I wanted to play for you? And now I'm going to get into a poetry called Shadows of Life. You know what I'm saying? It's my homegirl, Q. She's going to be holding that down. You know what I'm saying?
What to do? This Q phrase over here on Trade 4 with FTP. That's DJ Fight the Power hanging out, doing what to do. We lit hanging out on the corner of Trade 4. Always keeping it lit. That's well educated and literate, y'all. Don't forget about Chelsea down here with DJ FTP. Come on, hang out, get some of that fried fish, y'all.
Nah, that's real. Let's get on a little poetry tip, y'all. You know what I'm saying? Hold on, let me make sure. Okay, yeah, loud enough. This is Q, you know what I'm saying, of We Lit, and this is called Through the Shadows of Life. Right here, live.
Which we bring offerings unto thee, the perpetuating the intensity of evil.
Surviving through the shadows of life, surviving
with the shadow of vomit on the tongue.
Surviving through the shadows of life,
with the taste of vomit on the tongue.
Drunken under the sun, happy by all means. Belly filled with the devil's semen.
Fertilizing seeds inside of our body for the procreation of Eve. Fertilizing seeds inside of our body for the procreation of Eve.
Down on my own knees, I give thanks to what I have and leave. The other 90 of my iniquities caught up in greed,
blind as a dog,
slothful and hungry, the child I carry, procreate for evil. Blind as a dog,
surviving through the shadows of life, surviving through the shadows of life.
With the taste of vomit on the tongue.
Regurgitation of life.
A hierarchy.
With the taste of vomit.
Controversy.
Conversations as deep as the trees are.
Conversations as deep as the trees are.
Fertilized seedlings.
Fertilized seedlings.
Cups in the soil of the non-dissolved remains.
Stains and a shame.
Stains and a shame.
No clear interpretation.
No clear interpretation.
Of wants and needs.
Of wants and needs.
Vanity instead of peace.
Vanity instead of
oh man, oh man.
Who are we? Who are we?
Drunk, drunk.
As sour as the essence that we are stuck.
Surviving through the shadows of life.
With the taste
of vomit on our tongues. Life's a party with candy that's sweet. Grass is the green element by which we intoxicate our dreams and intuition. While some will take a poisonous pill filled with hallucinations, leading you down on your own knees. Feverish and dehydrated. Pray before the porcelain god, forcing the return of the non-dissolved. Looking forward to tomorrow's promise of survival. Some drunk, some hungover, satisfied with another battle won. Surviving through the shadows of life, with the sensation of vomit on our tongues.
Whenever you ready. That's Miss Q, y'all, right there from We Lit. You know what I'm saying? Holding down real big. Shouts out to We Lit. And, yeah, that's Q and Miss Naj, you know what I'm saying, that holds it down for We Lit. And that's what we do, man. You know what I'm saying? We play all anything that's indie. I don't give a shit what it is. If it's indie, it cannot offend me. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, that's how I do it. So we're getting to one commercial real quick, people. Y'all know. What pays the bills here, you know what I'm saying? And it's ought to make y'all think back to your first time, to your very first time. When you first got goddamn computer and some motherfucking so-called internet. And don't forget y'all a few more minutes. You got the motherfucking Nutty News of the Day. It's been a pop off up in this mofo. Doing it real big, provided you a part by NuttyNewsToday.com. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, doing it real big like that. Play my shit, bitches. Oh, they don't want to play my mother shit, huh? I got something for people. You already know how I do. Huh? I get something to them like this. Yeah. Y'all damn shit ain't working right, people. Blog Talk Radio, it don't work in outer space.
Hey, what's happening? This your boy, Akku, aka you know, Captain Grab a Booty.
We worked with it, people.
And right now, I got to give a big
shout
out to
outer space, you know what
DJ Smell Good, smelling gooder than a
That's
bug.
Out of Madison Media Radio.
Yes, hey, Smell Good, go ahead and run that new record, Ride. Yeah.
Yeah, and what he referring to is a song called Ride, which went to the Fast and Furious part, one of them motherfucking parts, movies. And, of course, you know, I ain't got that shit because the goddamn movie is over with. But I will play his other hit song. This my nigga Act the Fool, which she's ready. You know what I'm saying? Because, yeah, the song is ready because I ain't got the other one. You know what I'm saying? That's how we do it, man. Right now, this is Regular Game Radio, a.k.a. Starship Smelly Prize. Yeah, man, you was a million miles off of the planet Earth. You know what I'm saying? And we flying around a goddamn constellation looking for some shit. You know what I'm saying? To get into. So, think I found somebody. Let's see if she's ready, people. How we do it.
That she really wants to take a hit of this. I'll be the genie that will grant her a wish and give a sexual bliss. I can see that she's ready. She's ready. So much. Whenever I kiss her neck and she feel my touch, she opened up her mouth, I said, shorty, please hush. We about to make a movie, don't interrupt. Just shut off your phone, turn off the lights. Gotta make sure that the mood is right. I'm about to give you everything you would like. Let the Vicky lingerie fit your body so right. She in Hollywood, but she gets so dramatic. Sleep in the morning, we right back at it. Take deep breath. Like she asthmatic, got a shiver in it, shaking like one of them matic. I'm one of them habits, she'll never quit. Always get high whenever she get a hit. Feeling for the sex, she'll send me a text. I can see that she's ready. She's ready. Say so much. Look into her eyes, see so much lust. Body of a goddess, face of a queen. Definition of sexy when she in them jeans. An amazing sight when she in them tights. Loving when she wear the heels that I like.
No top, no bottom.
Yeah, that's right. Shorty only wearing heels that I like. Never met a woman that could do it like.
like that. Willing to get it on at the drop of a hat. That's my shown, ready to get it on. Going through withdrawal whenever I'm not home. Cause I'm one of them habits, she'll never quit. Always get high whenever she get it hit. All she gotta do is just lick her lips and that's it. I can see that she's red. She's ready.
All right, people, I got to get into one more. Look, if y'all come on to my motherfucking show and you pop into the bridge and shit and you hanging out on the bridge and you don't see me on the bridge, that's probably because I'm in the control room smoking and toking and joking, trying to get the show, you know, running smoothly, keeping running smoothly. So, you know, but stick around, you know what I'm saying? I will come back off up in there and holler at you. I mean, I don't want to ignore my peoples, you know what I'm saying? I speak to everybody, give you shots out and all that. So that's how we do it. And big up to little Lola. Yeah, she's all the way over there in New Zealand, people. Yeah, that's 16 hours ahead of you. Do the math. Yeah, people. She's already into your afternoon or evening or some shit like that. Always gets me fucked up when I think about it. She's way more far ahead of us, you know what I'm saying? And, yeah. That's how we do it. So it's going down real big. Let me make a old quick call to Moe's Tavern, man. I got to check on something real quick. You know what I'm saying? I just got to check on something. You can call this nigga up. We call the Moe's people. This is located in Springfield. Y'all have in Springfield. Make sure y'all go by and check out Moe's Tavern.
Hello, I'd like to speak to Ms. Tinkle. First name, Ivana.
Ivana Tinkle. Just a sec. Ivana Tinkle. Ivana Tinkle. All right, everybody, put down your glasses. Ivana Tinkle.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. No matter how corny these motherfuckers sound, man, it gets no better than that. You know what I'm saying? So it's going down real big, people. We're finna get into this shawty. And there's some new shit. This is called I Made It Rain. This is definitely a club banger. You know what I'm saying? We'll be featuring this in the club tonight, live at Coco's Lounge on 40th Street. You know what I'm saying? Sponsored by Tampa Rap, TampaRap.com. And it's going down, man. Open mic night. You know what I'm saying? Starting 11:30 to 2:30. All artists in Tampa, come on through. Show your love, man. You know what I'm saying? Get on stage. Get recorded live. It's real.
tone. I told little mama I'm about to take her home. And if I didn't mention, we riding on foes. And everybody knows y'all they coming from the go. Whoa, Benny on the beats, we murking these streets. All and don't you try to sneak me, I got my hand. Oh. Now get your ass on the dance floor.
That is a hot ass song. That man, this is some fucking bullshit though. It's kind of pissing me off. Every time I come back and I put the fucking mute, take the bitch off, the shit don't unmute. What the hell kind of shit is this, people? I mean, this service really expects people to go premium. I mean, with you know what I'm saying? I don't know. Whatever, people. Going down real big. Yeah, you get a toll-free dial-in for host. Huh, that's hot. Which, I mean, I don't see what the fuck makes a difference. I mean, shit, every damn phone nowadays come with some kind of damn long distance special or free shit or, you know what I'm saying? You get something free with your long distance nowadays to where it really ain't a big thing, you know what I'm saying, about having, you know, a 1-800 number for everybody to be able to call. But hey, you know, whatever sets you apart, you know what I'm saying? And that's how I do. So we're going to get into something new, y'all. This is Bobby Treacherous, you know what I'm saying? It's the white boy right here from out of the 81 Trey, Trizzy, you know what I'm saying? You can hit him up on checkit.com. And yeah, man, you can check out his music, you know what I'm saying? Shouts out to Kimsis Whimsis. Yeah, that's how I do it. That's how I say it. And yeah, she popping off up in her. You know what I'm saying? What it do? What they do? And yeah, man, you know what I'm saying? Your boy play everything. You know what I'm saying? I got all kind of flavors. You know what I'm saying? Which is why I like this song. This is Bobby Treacherous. Everybody get into this. It's all flavors, y'all. True hip hop, true rap. You know what I'm saying? True indie radio. That's what we do here, right here live on the Starship in LA. Right. 2 days to Las Vegas, people. Be on the countdown. You already know what time it is.
Come on. Yeah. Give it right back to him. I'ma give it right back to him. Blow your smoke in the air. Yeah. Yeah, I'm moving so diligent. Yeah, I'm smooth for the militant. Pushing my way through. You gotta make room for the elephant. Yeah, my music is relevant. You could use it to elevate. Turn my shit up in the club and watch the roof go up in the flames. We don't need no water. Let that motherfucker burn. If you posted at the bar, wait your motherfucking turn. I got dollars, but I'm saving it for college. So my baby gets some knowledge. And he won't be like his father. Maybe he can prosper. And maybe he can cock all these lame-ass politicians who ain't making no progress. Yeah, this yeah, I ain't taking no nonsense, but still I'm in this club trying to drink away my problems. Like shots of Patron, nah, give me the Cuervo. They got a 2-for-1, so I'ma drink it by the barrel. Shorty, you look good, but we gotta be careful, cause my weed don't have seeds, so you know I ain't sterile. Y'all give me problems, I'ma give them right back. If y'all wanna talk shit, I'ma talk it right back. I back it up though, please return the favor. I'm only one color, but I come in all flavors. I said I come in all flavors. I back it up, ma. Please return the favor. I'm only one color, but I come in all flavors. Just blow your smoke in the air. Woo! And all my non-smokers, get the fuck out of here.
Fuck out of here.
Yeah.
Nah, I really don't care, cause the party ain't a party unless I'm in there. Y'all, party ain't a party unless I'm in the party. The shots already started, I'm already retarded. I ain't gotta be the hardest, shit, I'm not even an artist. You ain't gotta be the smartest bitch up in here. As long as you got your priorities, I got the authority to take you to the crib. It's got three stories, all I need is three stories. It's cool with the orgies, hell nah, I can't afford to trick up in here. Nah. What's really up in here?
What's good?
This is a toast to the living, raising cups in the air.
Come on.
Yeah. What's really up in here? I'm drinking like it's on the house. We getting fucked up in here. Y'all give me problems, I'ma give them right back. If y'all wanna talk shit, I'ma talk it right back. I back it up though, please return the favor. I'm only one color, but I come in all flavors. I said I come in all flavors. I back it up, ma, please return the favor. I'm only one color, but I come in all flavors.
Yo, what's up, y'all? This is Bobby Treacherous. Bobby Treacherous.
Yeah, now that's heat. You feel me? Bobby Treacherous right there, people. That's fire. I'm really feeling that. You know what I'm saying? One more before we get into the Nutty News Today, brought to you by NuttyNewsToday.com. You know what I'm saying? Y'all want to know where I be getting all this old crazy off the dome shit from. And, yeah. News that you'll hear from around the world. You know what I'm saying? Just not on your local networks or really FM or AM radio stations. Because it's Nutty, baby. Let's go. This is Fetty. Got it on lock. You know what I'm saying? New shit right here on Record the Game Radio. Starship Smelly.
I got it on lock. Official now, I'm impossible to stop. Ain't no way you're leaving on top. Because I got it on lock. Climb my way up now and I ain't falling. I ain't calling it good.
Trust.
Yeah, right there, that's motherfucking Fetty. Y'all got it on lock. That's the hot shit right there, you know what I'm saying? Shouts out my nigga Ralph W., you know what I'm saying, Mr. Ralph White out of NY, you know what I'm saying, holding it down real big for a lot of artists he sent my way, man, you know what I'm saying? And shouts out to Kendrick, the Million Dollar Kid, and Miss Aya Donna, you know what I'm saying, and also Red Land. And I got a new track from Red Land, and I'm going to be playing probably a little later on because I got to upload the track, you know what I'm saying? But I do got a new track from Red Land, and, you know, we will be getting into that. So right about now, people, you already know, what the, we got to get into, what the, we got to get into. Another news of the day, people. We get my funky theme music started, and we're going to go ahead and set this thing off. Shouts out to Mother Knows. That's real. Nutty News Today is provided to you apart by NuttyNewsToday.com. This is news heard from the 813, but it's all over the world, people, and I mean the world. Oh, yeah. And I got some crazy shit coming up from y'all. I mean some crazy shit. That's real. Shouts out to Net and Net, man. That's Hotels.com, Expedia.com's own. You know what I'm saying? Major representative, you know what I'm saying, for Dallas, Texas. That's Miss Net and Net holding it down real big. Let me get my Debbie Does Dallas porn music today. Background porn music is provided to you by Debbie Does Dallas Porn. Yeah, don't tell them I sent you, but that's how we do it, people. All right, we're going to start this thing off in Riyadh. And I don't know, I guess that's in, yeah, it's in Saudi Arabia, people. Where a court upholds a child rapist crucifixion ruling. Yeah, a Saudi court of cassation upheld a ruling to behead and crucify a 22-year-old man, yeah, convicted of raping five children and leaving one of them to die in the desert. God damn. The convict was arrested earlier this year after a 17-year-old boy helped police in their investigation. The child left in the desert after the rape was 3 years old. Damn. In Saudi Arabia, crucifixion means tying the body of the convict to wooden beams to be displayed to the public after beheading. Damn. I mean, they gonna chop a bitch head off and then just put your headless body out there to the public like, check this shit out, nigga. Bam. Wow, that's wicked. Right, but now, listen, people. You might think it's wrong, but shit, bitch, I agree with their goddamn rules, man. Fucking right. If you rape a goddamn anything, your shit should be cut the fuck off. Lorena Bobbitt should be the head of that motherfucking the rape committee. You know what I'm saying? The hell just, yeah, she like cutting off dicks anyway. So put her in charge of it, like Pelosi and shit. You know what I'm saying? That's real, people. Anyways, all right, let's go to motherfucking Australia, people. Shouts out to Miss Tasha Triple X. Where we in Innisfail. Yeah, where a man hit sausages in his shorts. Ugh. We already got enough with meat problems, homie. Anyways, Australian police said a man arrested for a theft allegedly stuffed sausages down his shorts and put other items in his pockets at a supermarket. Ugh. How you gonna put raw meat by your raw meat? You know what I'm saying? I guess you wonder what his balls tasted like. You know what I'm saying? Anyways, people, investigators said the 38-year-old Innisfail man was spotted concealing the meat in his clothing and was arrested outside of the store. Police said the sausages were recovered but were not returned for sale in the store. I'm pretty sure they weren't. Yeah. And if they was, I wouldn't be shopping at that grocery store anymore. Yeah. All right, people. And it doesn't get any nastier than that. So you would think. But then we take it to Wisconsin, where I know everybody heard about this one, because this is all over the damn news. Yeah, Neillsville, Wisconsin, where a woman calls 911, 911, to report herself as a drunk driver. Now, before I read this, people, this is the second incident that I done heard where a person done called the police on themselves. But the most funny, I don't give a shit, she can be, this is going to be funny, but she ain't going to be funnier than a police officer, you know what I'm saying, calling the police, you know what I'm saying, in regards to him and his wife, who he stole the goddamn weed from a suspect he pulled over, took the weed home, baked it up in some brownies, and him and his wife, yeah, they sat down and ate half a batch of motherfucking weed brownies. Yeah, subsequently, the stupid stupo called his own department that he worked for, talking about, I need assistance because, I think I'm going to die. Oh, yeah, his world was slowed down to a pimp strut. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, and watch a pimp if you don't know what I mean by a pimp strut. So that'll set you up for this. The call came in to the 911 dispatcher. I don't want to hurt anybody. I'm drunk. And with that, Mary Stray, 49 of Granton, reported herself. Yeah, people, reported herself as a drunken driver about 3 miles northeast of Neillsville in central Wisconsin. Clark County Sheriff's Chief Deputy Jim Backus said the Stray's call led deputies to cite her for misdemeanor drunken driving with a blood alcohol level double the legal limit to drive. She makes her first court appearance December 10th. How the fuck do you give a bitch a misdemeanor drunk driving? Oh, okay, because they didn't pull her over. Yeah, they didn't pull her over driving, though. That's why she got the misdemeanor. Yeah, she dumber than a motherfucker for that. But, you know, I guess that's why she got the lesser charge, because she actually pulled over, then called the fucking police on her motherfucking self. Yeah. Alrighty then. Alright, well, let's go to Woodstock, people. Woo! Woodstock in Illinois. Yeah, well, you better watch your fingers, people. Uh-huh. Because a man flips off the judge and gets his ass, what? Straight to jail and had to pass go without $200. Yeah. Kane Kellett, 24 years old, raised his middle finger in the salute while he was being sworn in to face home invasion charges at a rights hearing. He also hurled profanity at Judge G. Martin Zopp. And, yeah, Zopp promptly gave Kellett 6 months in jail for contempt of court. Yeah, but Kellett was wanted on charges for aggravated battery and assault, so who cares? He is accused of attacking two people, including a pregnant woman, which he'll get, you know what I'm saying, two charges for that, for the baby and the actual pregnant woman. So, yeah, brother, that you know, I fucked that. I would have did the same shit. Fuck you, judge, pussy motherfucking judge, Bayless. Oh, y'all, suck my handcuffs, bitches. And then, you know, had them take me on to jail. You know what I'm saying? Fuck it. You're going up the road anyways. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Oh, yeah, DWI, okay. What is it? A DUI is a felony. DWI is the misdemeanor. Shouts out to Net for having some motherfucking brains on her. You know what I'm saying? She always come through. Yeah, appreciate that. You know what I'm saying? And we're taking this motherfucker to goddamn Washington. I'm so sick of Washington, people. Can't we just stick some smoke bombs in that bitch and smoke that motherfucker out? I don't want to blow the bitch up. Just smoke everybody the fuck out. Get them the fuck up out of there. I mean, I'm sick of Washington. Straight up, man. Damn. Oh, all right. Anyways, people. Yeah, stimulus spending, questionable projects pile up. Yeah, uh-huh. The $87 billion stimulus bill, yeah, was passed in February and was promised a job saver and was promised as a job saver and economy booster. But here's where some of the money motherfucking went. Yeah. This is where your fucking people, your money was wasted, people. Understand now. $787 billion to stimulate your goddamn economy. $300,000 went for a GPS-equipped helicopter. Yeah, to hunt for radioactive rabbit droppings at the Hanford Nuclear Reservation in Washington, Washington State. That's where $300,000 was fucked off at. Another $30 million was for a spring training baseball camp complex for the Arizona Diamondbacks and Colorado Rockies. Okay, and another $11 million was fucked off for Microsoft to who built a bridge connecting its headquarters to headquarter campuses in Redmond, Washington, which are separated by a highway. That took $11 million. Oh, wait a minute. And another $438,000 to repair a bridge in Iowa County, Wisconsin, that carries 10 or fewer cars per day, people. Yeah. That's where your economic stimulus motherfucking spending went. This is where your 780 whatever fucking billions. Man, please. Y'all suck my virtual spending budget's ass. Because that's some bullshit. All right, well. Oh, that's right. I forgot, girl, yeah. Some people's been out of DWI road. You know what I'm saying? We're not going to go there, though. Yeah. All right, people, we're going to Africa. Yeah, shouts out to Africa. Be seeing y'all soon. Mama Mabulu, Atulu, Mama Putu, Mamumu. And I don't know what the fuck I said, but if I curse anyone out, my bad, bitches, I'm practicing. All right, yeah, well, a giant crack in Africa will become a new ocean. Excuse me, yeah. A 30-mile rift in the desert of Ethiopia will likely become a new ocean eventually. Researchers now confirm, yeah. The crack, 20 feet wide in spots, opened in 2005, and some geologists believed then that it would spawn a new ocean. Yeah, a new study involving a international team of scientists and reported in the Journal for Geophysical Research Letters finds the processes creating the rift are nearly identical to what goes on at the bottom of oceans. Further indication, a sea is in the region's future. Yeah. So, Africa's finna, yeah, get a whole bunch of motherfucking water pouring into that motherfucker in just a second. No black people is not a motherfucking swimming pool, and no black people is not a new motherfucking waterway to the United States. You got down, fell for that shit 400 years ago. Stay the fuck out the water. My bad, I guess I should have said that. Fuck it. It was said. All right, people, real quick, let me give a motherfucking shout out. You know what I'm saying? We'll take a little quick commercial break real quick. You know what I'm saying? And we're going to get back into nutty news today. You know what I'm saying? Shouts out to my dog, motherfucking Sleepy J, SFN Visuals, holding it down for 34th of Chelsea Street right here in Tampa Bay, Florida. You know what I'm saying? 8-1.
Yeah, we live here on 34th, man. DJ smells so good. You know what I'm talking about? We got that good old cannon for you. Sleepy J on the world. I'm both fucked up right now, but I don't mean shit. At the same time, though, I'm still going to rock straight forward regardless. That's my life. Straight forward for life.
Let me get some of that. SFN Visuals in the building, too, goddammit. You know we always on 34. Y'all need to go ahead, come down here, check this out. We got everything that a nigga need in the hood right here. Oh, yeah. Even though I don't go to it. MySpace.com/SFN Visuals. That's just real nigga shit. Y'all can hit me up. Trey Folk, Wrecking the Game Entertainment. Part of time, smell good. This nigga here.
Yeah, Tampa, bitch.
Nah, did that motherfucker just curse? That motherfucker didn't say Tampa, bitch, didn't he? Cursing on my motherfucking show. What kind of shit is that? Crazy motherfuckers. Hey, listen here, people. All right, we talk clean on this motherfucking show. I don't know what the fuck y'all be listening to and shit. But, you know, I don't know. Don't be sending me all that dirty stuff. You got damn tippers out there, you know what I'm saying? Get your little ass in the damn back, you little motherfucker. Stop running around, little bastard. Got somebody, yeah, I'll see you, you little fucker. Hold on, shouts out to 186 Point Dudes in the motherfucking building. Got a beam trilateral on board real quick. Hello, people. We're getting right back into the nutty news today. Because I got something else funny as hell coming up. Let me beam a motherfucker on board. And, yeah, here we go. Beam, goddammit, beam. Where my damn lemon juice at? Squeaky, squeaky, squeaky. Squeaky, 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 squeaky. Squeaky, squeak, squeak. All right, got to pull out a jerry curl juice, people. Hold on. That's what works, people. The jerry curl juice works. I'm giving up lemon juice, and I'm turning it in for my space jerry curl juice. If y'all like the space jerry curl juice, yeah, hit your boy.
Hold on, brother. Did you beam me to yesterday? Because Las Vegas Monday countdown to this weekend.
Goddamn long. That's every fucking day is the countdown. Just the second day. Shit, I ain't changing shit. Fuck that. Thursday when I get up, that motherfucker is going to be Las Vegas weekend. That's every fucking show name. So.
Oh, man. Nah, it's going to be the greatest show on earth.
Well, yeah, that's what it's going to be, you know. Yeah, the greatest show on earth, people, you know, going down. You know what I'm saying? Shouts out to my motherfucking Mexican homeboy, you know what I'm saying? A.K.A. Blacks He Can, you know.
Shouts out to Nettie Net. I see her up in the chat room. Hey, brother.
What's that,
last
homie?
Last night I almost didn't make it home.
All righty then. What the fuck happened?
I had to cancel the show 30 minutes in. I had to go fucking knock somebody the fuck out last night. One of my girls that I be messing around with, she had this neighbor dude that just always be a stalker and shit. Well, I guess last night he was drunk as fuck and went to her house. And started, like, she opened the door. She said, yeah, can I? And I guess he opened the door and started grabbing her and shit. So she called me, and this fucking guy said, I went over there, and then this guy said, oh, no, I didn't do shit. So I beat the shit out of him anyways, fucking trying to lie to me and shit like that. I mean, come on, people. This ain't happening. This ain't happening. Y'all men should respect women. Y'all could admire them. Y'all could jack off in the room, but y'all can't be fucking grabbing up on them and all that other bullshit when they don't want you. Straight up.
Gotta hit them. You gotta hit them with the motherfucking
don't
heavy
believe
guns.
Believe me, my fucking...
Know?
My wrist is hurting from hitting that motherfucker so damn hard. Yeah. You'll be born with Godzilla, bitches.
Had to put the Godzilla on me, you know what I'm saying? It's real. Y'all done brung out the goddamn heavy guns and shit. You know what I'm saying? Nah, I ain't even finna put it on that. I'm glad it just, you know.
The computer lady was concerned about me, but I couldn't say, hey, I got to go save one of my ladies. Because, you know, my fiance
is y'all.
While under the influence of marijuana, his blood pressure increases, he feels unusual hunger, and his central nervous system changes. His perception of depth and dimensions is radically changed.
Vegas is around the corner, brother. You ready?
Hey, man. I don't
give
a damn.
How the fuck I know you not, man? Shit.
Actually, I ain't, but I'm going to be there. It don't even matter. I'm never ready, goddammit. I'm ex-military. I'll just pop up and do the damn thing. So... That's me. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I got 70 CDs laying out there. I got the $5 straight loc in the beginnings, and then I got the $2 hollers, the 186 Point Deuce Volume 1. And, we're going to be doing it, people.
What the fuck going on with my damn laptop?
Hey, so what's up? Did Steady J confirm that he's going? Because he was all complaining, saying that he might not go and shit.
I don't know. I don't know a confirmation.
Oh, shit. I don't give a fuck. Y'all there, shit. I don't give a... All I know is me and Smelly, we going to be there.
Yeah, I know. Hey,
we going to be
tonight is my over the 300 mark after this bitch paid me, so only thing I'll be working on is spending money. But which I don't even really need that, because a nigga like me, I just survive, man. I survive off a good time.
Hey, brother, check this out.
Hey, as long as I can get my ass back home and with my round trip, bitches, hey, I can get
check this out, brother. I already got the room, so you ain't got to worry about the room. You just got to go in hash with me on some weed. I'll tell you that for damn sure.
Oh, yeah, we definitely
got we're going to be smoking.
Bringing a new meaning to the smoking room, people. I mean, shit. You're probably going to end up banning us and shit. Hey, you guys, you guys
we
are smoking too much in the room. You know what I'm saying?
We smoke in the bathroom. Trust me.
Hey.
I had that place. Well, one time, M-Funk Media, she had us go out there and meet some people. And fuck, I smoked out that bathroom like a motherfucker. Yeah. And when I say smoked it out, I mean you couldn't see in that motherfucker. The curtains, you couldn't see jack shit in that motherfucker.
I mean, why? You can't really burn in the rooms like that, though?
I mean, you can, but I mean, shit. You might as well have the fucking fan for the motherfucking shit. Trust me. I'm going to bring some motherfucking Febreze and all that other bullshit, so don't even trip. But it's like, fuck. One time I was in there, I fucking smoked this shit out of that goddamn bag. You couldn't see it. The damn walls.
Oh, yeah.
I swear.
Hey, no, Ned and Ned said y'all bet shit. Ned and Ned, we're going to have a show every fucking day up there. You know what I'm saying? You got a laptop, don't you, Goo?
Oh, yeah. I'll bring two of them.
Yeah, so you got yours, I got mine. Well, Tasha got her piece of shit. I guess.
Oh,
what the fuck.
Hey, how was it with Tasha? You said that we can't smoke with her because she'll fuck up the high?
Yeah, man, she can't take no goddamn weed smoke, man. Me and Party Time, I took her to go meet Party Time and shit. And then, you know, it's like 5 in the fucking morning. Party Time got off and shit. We had just got done with the show. You know what I'm saying? So then we picked them up. You know, I'm smoking in front of the Starbucks.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I rolled up in front of the Starbucks people. Fucking right. I was burning that bitch down. White folks looking at me like, is this guy smoking weed in front of our shit? Fucking right, bitches. Your shit's closed. Don't worry about what's going on the outside. I ain't smoking in the drive-thru. Shit.
Hey, they Wi-Fi still work at night?
Yeah, all the way up until 4 in the morning.
Hey, people.
Till 4 in the morning. Till 4 in the morning. That's how we did the show. You feel me? Till 4
I know,
back
I heard half of the show, but I was, you know, distracted by somebody doing some things to me, so I couldn't be, you know.
Oh, yeah, but like,
fully
till about 4:30.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, so, yeah, man, that shit was crazy. We met some old fucking weirdos came out, man. I'm sorry. Yeah, white folks, y'all is weird. All right, black folks is dirty. Mexicans are dirty. White folks, y'all is weird and dirty. Matter of fact, let me correct that, because black folks is drunk and dirty. It's a little weird, too, but. You know, they mainly come up to you, Thomas, and washing your tires. Hey, dog, let me hit them tires for you, man, for $2. Nigga, where's the water at? Motherfucker got a rag and some spit, so you better watch them kind of motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying? You don't want spit.
Shout out to Coach K hitting me up on Facebook.
Oh, I'm right here. You don't want that. But these motherfuckers came up. That's why we were sitting out there, man. Bitch named Sunshine. Thomas, some shoes waiting on a dude. Bitch gonna ask me, Thomas, something. Hey, which way is the projects? I said, bitch, both ways. What the fuck you mean? You in the middle of the hood. Fuck you mean, which way is the projects? On both, you in the projects. What the hell are you talking about? Yes, people. Starbucks is in the middle of the goddamn, the one half you got projects, and you go the other way, you got the projects. I'm thinking she waiting for some black dudes or something. This motherfucking walking meth clinic come walking around the goddamn corner looking like Sergeant Shriveled Up and shit. I mean,
Wait a minute, brother. You said a meth clinic?
A walking meth clinic.
I got to get me one of those for the house.
That's what the fucking dude looked like. You ain't never seen nobody on meth. I mean, like, crystal meth real bad. You ain't never seen
come
that
on,
shit
man.
Do to people?
I've been
people?
Selling that shit all day, man. I believe
oh,
me.
Well.
I've seen this dude. I've seen motherfuckers hitting the pipe when they're so gonzo. They're hitting the pipe even more gonzo. I don't know how high they're trying to get. It's like, damn. Relax.
Man, that meth shit ain't ain't nothing to joke, boy. And the dude, I mean, shit, yeah. He was half gone, and I was like, damn, this the motherfucker you waiting on? And the chick wasn't like no, you know, butt ugly chick or nothing, you know what I'm saying? So I'm like, you waiting on this motherfucker? Okay. All righty then. But you listen to the show, you know what I'm saying? That's the dude that you hear in the background talking about he been, him and his five-man unit been to Perf and shit for vacation. Bitch, you don't go to vacation when you're in the goddamn military. You're on a mission. No motherfucking vacation. What kind of shit is that? But anyway, shouts out to crackheads of America and shit.
Crackhead United
like.
Of America.
Yeah. Well, that's what he looked like, straight up. I mean,
or is it the Crackhead Alliance? I'm not sure.
Yeah, well, they're lying like a motherfucker, too.
They all like that.
They're lying like a motherfucker, too. All the bitches are lined up. Yeah.
Bitch ass Mo didn't fucking add me. Fuck it, Mo.
All right,
people. I'm talking about Mo Blue, people. I'm talking about some other chick, though.
Oh. All right, well, look, man, you got to hold on. I got to get back into this news, goddammit.
Oh, I don't give a fuck. Don't mind me.
Here we go. You getting
I
back in? Uh-oh.
Internet.
Uh-oh.
I love
wait a minute. Wait a minute. I'm right. Played the wrong shit.
Go ahead, bro. I'm going to hang up. I'm jumping shit.
The real game begins.
And this is how we get back into the news. Motherfucker trying to jump ship and shit. Let me hold on, y'all. I got locked this damn tractor beam onto his ass. You know what I'm saying? Beam his ass off, so he won't be floating around fucking space. Why do they all the time do that, Steven? You cannot jump ship, people. If you jump ship, your ass will be locked in my damn transporter beam. Alright, well. Peace out to Mr. Goofy Bone. You know what I'm saying? Representing Straight Low Records. Shout out to Bruce Brucen. Out the sky. And we get back into the nutty news, people. Yeah, me and Miss Tasha Triple X was kicking it, you know what I'm saying, all the way from Australia. And, yeah, man, you know, she came down here with her fucking foot hurting and shit. Hopefully her feet feel better and shit when she get to Las Vegas. Girl, we got a lot of motherfucking ground to cover, you know what I'm saying, straight up. But, yeah, we're going to Washington, people, where punches are thrown in the Washington Post newsroom. Yeah. These motherfucking crazy motherfuckers be brawling. Hell yeah. Washington Post executive editor Marcus Brauchley, found himself in the middle of an altercation between style reporter Manuel Rogue Franzia and editor Henry Allen, but will not say whether the two have been reprimanded by the paper. Rogue Franzia got hit while defending colleague Monica Hess from harsh criticism leveled by her editor. Allen had told Hess that a piece she had written was the second worst story I have seen in Style in 43 years. Damn. Fuck that. You can't take the motherfucking criticism, bitch. Get out the goddamn job. You want a critique job and shit. Kind of shit is that? All right. All right, watch yourself, Goofy Bone, man, because you got motherfuckers over in Los Angeles, California, going to prison for aiming lasers at planes. Uh-huh. Where it never rains, people, yeah. A Southern California man who aimed a laser beam at two airliners as they approached an airport, yeah, has been sentenced to 2.5 years in federal prison, for disrupting the flight. The U.S. Attorney's Office in Los Angeles says Dana Christian Welch of Orange was the first person in the U.S. to be convicted at trial of interfering with pilots by aiming lasers at their planes. Damn. So all you motherfuckers out there playing with them little laser pointers and shit, pointing and thinking, you know, it's cool. All right. You're going to get your motherfucking ass caught 2.5 years. And I think that's like the lamest shit to go to fucking prison for, people. I mean, come on. I mean, that's like stealing free newspapers and shit. What you wearing for, dog? Oh, I was stealing free newspapers out the machine. Bitch, they was free. Anyways, people, let's go to Texas. Shouts out to Ned and Ned. I don't know where the hell Brian at, but this, we in Brian, Texas. And, yeah, this is where Planned Parenthood director quits after watching an abortion. Oh, I probably would have, too. That's some nasty shit, people. Listen, if you're going to open up your legs, you're going to have a kid. All right, sorry. It ain't no, oh, I don't think I want this little motherfucker and then go ahead and kill it. That's what you're doing, people. You're killing yourself. You're killing a piece of yourself. Because every time you have a child, that's a piece of you being brought into this world. So anytime you destroy that, you destroy a little piece of you. So you let these motherfuckers blow that bullshit up into your head if you want to. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of women out there that can't have fucking kids. You know what I'm saying? That want kids and can't have kids. So have a motherfucker and give a bitch away to adoption. People want kids, man. Well, anyway, the former director of a Planned Parenthood clinic in Southeast Texas says she had a change of heart after watching an abortion. And she quit her job and joined a pro-life group and praying outside the facility. Yeah. Abby Johnson, 29, used to escort women from their cars to the clinic in the 8 years she volunteered and worked for Planned Parenthood in Bryan, Texas. But she says she knew it was time to leave after she watched a fetus crumple as it was vacuumed out of a patient's uterus. Oh, man, that's some fucking nasty shit, people. Oh, I think everybody need to watch that. Honestly, that's my personal opinion. Before you plan to have an abortion, I think your ass should watch to see the procedure of having a motherfucking abortion. I really do. You motherfucking right. Yeah, you need to sit down and have to be forced to watch that nasty shit. Well, anyways, yeah, that's fucked up, though. Planned Parenthood, people. Bryan, Texas, keep your punk asses away. All abortion clinics need that. Be smoke bombed, goddammit. Not bombed, I mean just smoke bombed. Yeah. Anyways, people, damn, that bitch fine, too. The last story, damn, is fucked up. That bitch is fine as hell. Anyways, half of U.S. kids will get food stamps, people. Yeah. And this is coming from Chicago, Illinois, where Obama, know how the hell they all getting food stamps, but he did write a whole bunch of bills and shit, so I guess kids can get their eat on. But nearly half of all U.S. children and 90% of black youngsters will be on food stamps at some point during childhood. And fallout from the current recession could push those numbers even higher. Yeah, the estimate comes from an analysis of 30 years of national data, and it bolsters other recent evidence on the pervasiveness of youngsters at economic risk. It suggests that almost everyone knows a family who has received food stamps or will in the future. And it ain't no motherfucking black thing, you piece of shit writers who wrote that. It's more motherfucking foreigners on food stamps and welfare, you know what I'm saying, than it is us. And I mean Americans, and it is black, whites, or anybody else. You know what I'm saying? When the foreigners get to come here, they get all everything. Every fucking thing. It's more of them motherfuckers on state funded help than any motherfucking person that's in the states, period. You could thank your goddamn government for that. So fuck that lie they just motherfucking told you. Go out and get your goddamn food stamps so you can get it. Fucking right, it's free food, bitch. The hell you mean? You ain't supposed to be paying for water or food, really. But anyways, man, I don't, you know, fuck that. Yep, all right, people, we got tax problems of the stars. Yeah. And right here in the USA, we're the only one that pay fucking jacked up ass taxes. But yeah, news broke recently that, you know it, good old Nicolas Cage, people. Uh-huh. Mr. National Treasure's own, Mr. Gone in 60 Seconds on Mr. Couple other fucking movies he played in. Yeah. Is suing his business manager, Samuel J. Levin, for incompetence that caused him huge tax liabilities and catastrophic financial losses. Contributing to Cage's financial woes, the IRS has filed more than $6.3 million in liens against Cage for back taxes owed from 2002, 2004, and 2007. He is reportedly selling some properties to pay off the debt and going after 11 in retaliation. But the National Treasure star isn't the first celebrity to owe big money to Uncle Sam, and a few have even spent time behind bars for failing to pay taxes. Well, y'all be reading about me, because I'm a failure, goddammit, and I will not be paying your motherfucking taxes. Fuck you, Uncle Sam, and ride on these W-9 forms. Because, yeah, that's a crooked scheme, bitch. I pay taxes on every fucking thing I buy at the motherfucking store. The hell I look like I got to keep paying motherfucking taxes for working and shit. When the goddamn, the goddamn, whatchamacallit states, the Constitution states you will not be taxed on your motherfucking labor. So that means when you go to work, you're not supposed to be taxed for working. People, you're all supposed, yeah, you're supposed to be taxed for your goods, tangible goods, paper goods, and all that other kind of shit that you buy and might resell. But if you go to work for somebody, you're not supposed to be paying no motherfucking taxes. They just got this old fake, fluky ass, big, crooked, dick up your ass, dick in your pussy system with no Vaseline called taxes. And that's what we're going through. But last but not least, people, we're going to motherfucking Arizona, where I read this like the third time because shit's just too fucking tragic. And where a woman dies after her father ran her ass over. Yeah. A 20-year-old sexy-ass-looking chick from Iraq has died in an Arizona hospital nearly 2 weeks after her father, police said, ran her over with a car because that bitch became too westernized. Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's what he said. Bitch, you became too westernized. Now your ass got to go. Yeah, Nora Fala, some fucked up ass name, died of injuries suffered when she was run over October 20th in a parking lot in a Phoenix suburb of Peoria, Arizona. And authorities said they expect to change the aggravated assault charge against her father, Fala Hassan, or whatever the fuck, to more severe counts after meetings with prosecutors. Bitch, that's murder. What the fuck you mean? How can you? All right. All right, people. Yeah. Yeah, Nicolas Cage, people, he ain't broke, but you know what I'm saying? Come on now. I mean, the motherfucker can go and do a goddamn bullshit movie and get $6 million off of royalties and shit, not even getting paid for the actual movie. You know what I'm saying? That shit ain't no headlines. Only thing, he ain't even worrying about that. He just pissed off at the dude that mismanaged his motherfucking money and put him into the state. Which, what, you know what I'm saying? That's what kills me about managers and shit, that people that are supposed to be, you know, handling your funds and your finances, man. You got to have like three people checking that shit. You got a person doing it, and then you got a motherfucker checking the person that's doing it, and another motherfucker that's checking the person that's checking the person that's checking the person. Yeah, when it comes to big money like that, you know what I'm saying? You just got to have that, people. It's you have to have that, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, that's been your Nutty News, people, provided you in part by NuttyNewsToday.com. You know what I'm saying? Don't believe what the fuck I say. Go read it for yourself. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm talking about. So let's get back into some more funky music right here live. And this is the, hold on. I ain't see this up here. Let me play one more. This is motherfucking Eric Moore, people. We got even more up here. We're going to start this motherfucking set back off. Shouts out to Goofy Bone for sending this here. And y'all make sure y'all go back to 186-Point Deuce. You know what I'm saying? Check that out on the Blog Talk Network. And look up the Eric Moore, We Want Eric Moore interview. You know what I'm saying? Look up the second one. You know, well, shit, both of them was funny. So check them both out. It was both interesting. You know what I'm saying? Show you how we never let a show go down, goddammit. You know what I'm saying? We never let a show go down. So, boom, there you go. Everything must happen. So right here live, this is motherfucking Wrecking the Game Radio exclusive. It's going down. This is Eric Moore. This is Rapid Fire, people. It's Rapid Fire. I'm feeling that who we played earlier. You know what I'm saying? So this is another. We getting back in about three medleys. You know what I'm saying? Back to back to back.
Microphone can going be dangerous. Now.
like a brother that was born sick. I'm up in the crack of dime so much I'm thinking of doing a porn flick. I tried to warn Rick about fucking with this porn chick. Now we call him human torch cause he's burning with an orange dick. So when I say that I'm killing the trim, that means I'm dealing with them like Eminem is dealing with Kim. I leave him hanging high like Vince Carter with his arms still in the rim. The tiger shark that's killing the brim and willing to swim an extra mile to get the Mentos. My pen flows over the paper like a leaf on the con when the wind blows. Kick more flavor with one finger than most can with 10 toes. You be Mr. Nice Guy trying my best to offend hoes.
You know the name, the girl genius was back and in a damn thing changed. Not down with the king, but down with my mic. Tonight's the night I lay claim to my throne. Y'all niggas should know I never leave the microphone alone. So when I'm done speaking, it's your soul I own. Creeping like the Grim Reaper, better stop praying. Cause when a rapper fires friend, you need a bulletproof vest to catch your words. I'm saying, can't build a dam to stop the flow. And that's why I don't talk fast, you think slow. So if you can't take the heat back up cause I'm breathing fire, I've got a burning desire to take you high like my IQ. Check the rhymes and give credit where credit's due. Cause poet isn't a title, it's given, it has to be earned. They call you STD, so burn, baby, burn. No matter what you say or what you do, my whole crew will chew through you like gum on the bottom of my left shoe. Matter of fact, my newborn child kicks better rhymes than you do. Yeah, I said it. I mix metaphors with the masters of the best. Me, Eric, Tommy, B, XT, lay your whole crew to rest. And I'm about to do something I don't do too often. Pass the mic to my nigga E, let him put the nail in your coffin.
Corporate lung, where I'm from, words bang like a gun. Here I come, poets run. Spoken word, prodigal son. Yo, I got old shit better than your new shit.
What?
New shit better than your whole clique. My skill's so ill that I flow sick. I'm always ready and willing to start penning verbal penicillin. Omega ain't the end. Yo, it's more like the beginning. This Mothman prophecy has a butterfly effect. Baby, the streets is washing. Fight will get you wet. We went from second class citizens to public enemy number one.
Someone's up,
came for April to Tupac with the same gun. Someone's up, Farrakhan, that Martin and Malcolm were killed with the same gun. I ain't DMC, but I run just to see Jam Master Jay walk this way. Just to have my parents live one more day so they can hear me talk this way. I hear a lot of truth and sentence just so I choke and say that no one can stop me. With one mic, I'm notoriously B.I.G. That means George Bush and Dick Cheney can't you pop me. So-called rappers can't hip-hop me. This is poetry from BX to BK, from NY to GA. Mr. Moore opens up the brain stores and your thoughts will soar. And you might as well call me old school. It's like Big Daddy Kane,
what?
I just got more.
Now come peep some up close and personal conversation. And the poetry's half man, half amazing. The prodigal title's been buck wild till my feet first hit the pavement. See how they come out the vagina crying. I had a slick tongue from day one, and by 86 I had Mother Goose turning tricks, and I stole all the juice from Dr. Seuss, cause them cat in the hat lyrics he was kicking while they was pussy like kitten, and that was just the beginning, cause by the time I hit my teenage years, I was communicating my peers in street code that only we know, cause see, slang is my first language. I only speak the king's English when I'm talking to the police or I'm conducting business, but other than that, when I see something I like, I say it's fat. If I think it's some bullshit, I say it's whack. But think a girl's attractive, then I say I wanna hit that. See, a handgun is a gat, a handshake is some dap. But if I say I'm holding you down, then that means I got your back. See, I'm a walking metaphor, a spoken wordologist, and smoking herb is my only psychologist. Cause I was lame and insane at a very early age. Cause I was Dickie and Jane before I even got to the first grade. See, my verbal DNA, see, I was born to be slick with this wordplay. So I'm a word hustler by nature. I turn product into paper and rob Peter to pay Paul. But I should have robbed them both and said fuck pain at all. But I hustle with my tongue and not with my gun. But please don't get it twisted, cause my rap she still weighs a ton. Cause see, I'm currently waiting 6 court dates in 6 states. But verb, they murdered the first 6 court that walked across the stage. See, I went on a random rampage and popped up in the poetry spot with my mouth is cocked. And I pop a poem and it's not with a poem that rocks. And I don't run from shit, so I wait on the cops cause they can catch a hot one too. Cause these verses don't discriminate, just penetrate your chest. Play this game over like checkmate. Now love banging these similes like all can love tell me.
An open microphone can be dangerous, 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 dangerous.
Ooh wee. Alright, if y'all ain't motherfucking heard that heat, boy, god damn. Motherfucking Eric Moore people, you know what I'm saying? With a whole bunch of other motherfuckers ripping that bitch up. Wow, that's some hot shit. Alright, people, we gonna get into this motherfucking new shit. This is my dog, Goofy Bone. And we gonna get onto this World of Destruction. Y'all already know this is featuring the motherfucking Ocalaholics and Straight Lokes. So let's get into it. Got one more back to back, y'all. A few more minutes to the 186 Point Deuce show. You know what I'm saying? Make sure y'all tune in live each and every motherfucking day. We own this bitch. You know what I'm saying? That's real. It's Trilateral Radio, people. It's Wrecking the Game Radio. The Starship Smelly Pride. Shouts out to Ned and Ned. 186 Point Deuce holding down on the bridge. This is what we do. And Big Ashby just popped up in here. What it do, homie? Yeah. Don't forget, y'all, Mike Epps got a new album in stores. But click the link and download it for free. Alright.
Lurking in the dark, ready to attack. Camo on my back, ammo wrapped around my flag. Blade on my ankle, hooks around my belt. Hooks around my chest, chains guarding my neck. Leave them in the mess, they trying to dodge a grenade. Shot shooting marksman, I got the perfect aim. Red dot headshot, that's rain all day. AK spray, AKA yeah. Making it rain.
I spit that fire like a motherfucking dragon. So look to the scene like, bitch, what's happening? It's straight low, baby, who the fuck you think it is? I'm the vice president, bitch. Handling beers is what I do best. Fuck with these crews, put your ass to rest. CS gang, straight local, call a holiday. None of us scary, you can check your luck and get put in the obituary.
We're not just a soldier, we're going to war. Left, right, stop and hear the sound of our roar. Going to battle where I guess the Texas in the place to take call. The world under the sex. We're going to war. Left, right, stop and hear the sound of our roar. Going to battle where I guess the Texas in the place to take call. The world under the sex. Coming up in the all black hat, Mother Mac, cock the back, right to tap the tat tat. The boys getting straight, low thunder jack. I'ma go ahead and let off them hollows. Hit you with five shots and six shots follow. Fall back. I'm a steam warrior right in your face. Can't say I didn't warn you, cause I ain't leaving with nothing, bitch. I put the heater to your face. Pop, pop, and put your face ablaze. I'm not the mind of my craft. I ain't leaving the trace. Demolish it and damage shit. Set the world ablaze. Ain't nothing stopping the unstoppable rage. I'm a beast from the east, flying right in my cage. I'm blazing the stage, and nobody's safe. It's marvelous, next, yeah, bitch. Remember my name. Round up the soldiers, we going to war. Left, right, stop and hear the sound of our roar. Going to battle where I guess we're taking. In the place to take call, the world under attack. Round up the soldiers, we going to war. Left, right, stop and hear the sound of our roar. Going to battle where I guess we're taking. In the place to take call, the world under attack.
In my world, it's called destruction.
Why?
Cause we're always been the sucking. We're like Terminators, we never stop. We burning down the city, trying to reach the top. In my stock, both teams, they call me the squad leader. I hope you don't lock my finger as I'm walking down the street, serving heat. My automatic's ready just in case you got beat. Some suckers don't know on how we roll. Limbs, pass me the shotgun, bro. It's time to take them down, one by one. You stupid ass fool, and only do this shit for fun. In the blocks of the city of the sharpness. Better watch out who you try to fuck with, because we'll put you down in the ground. Straight local collar, how you like that sound?
We're going to war. Left, right, stop and hear the sound of our roar. Going to battle where I guess the Texas in this place to place call. The world under attack. We're going to war. Left, right, stop and hear the sound of our roar. Going to battle where I guess the Texas in this place to place call. The world under attack.
Man, I got it right. My hammer's in my bed. You know I'm popping bad. Cause man, I got it right. Man, I got it right. My hammer's in my bed. You know I'm popping bad. Cause man, I got it right. When I turn, now watch me stop this way. I'm on here, not it. Got a bag of massage.
Motherfucking that's Fly right there, people. You know what I'm saying? FLY. Shouts out to motherfucking Fly. And check your email. You know what I'm saying? A few of you all, because I will be sending you a link. You know what I'm saying? Where y'all can, you know, check out and download my free mixtapes on off of albahunt.com. You know what I'm saying? But you know, you click on the link that I sent you. You know what I'm saying, brother? Get some points for it. You know what I'm saying? And which it does help, because it take me like 2 hours to upload these motherfucking mixtapes and albums to this goddamn site. So, you know, show some love. But if y'all looking for, you know, latest mixtapes and shit, this is where I post them to. I post all of my albums and shit. I got all kind of albums for free on there. You can get free albums, free mixtapes, strictly from your boy or really anybody else once you sign up to the site. So, you know what I'm saying, look out for that link. If you'd like me to send you the link so you can download free music. And I do mean free music. All you got to do is do a sign up for a quick second, you know what I'm saying? Put in a bullshit name, just sign up. And then you can start downloading for free, you know what I'm saying? And I'll let your boy smell it. So, that's how we do it, man. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, check your email, everybody. Shouts out to Big Ashby, 186 Point Deuce. And Miss Nettie Nett, shouts out to Madison Media, Mother Knows, Kim's Whimsies. You know what I'm saying? That's everybody who popped up in today. Check on your boy and say what's happening. You know what I'm saying? And, appreciate it. Yep. That's how we do it, people. And with the 7 minutes left till we get up out of here, of course, you know, since we going to Las Vegas, man, I got to play some party music. You know what I'm saying? And when we get there, you know what I'm saying? So, this is my official party music, you know what I'm saying? Because when I step down, this is all I'm asking the ladies when I get to Las Vegas, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to find the first one, step up to her face and get right into the crib. What you going to do, Scott?
Thank you.
Then I had to sit back and laugh on the motherfucker, you know what I'm saying? Bust up for the Tim Wayne and Fries. I hope they got a gyros up there, motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I'm lying like a bitch. I don't eat no gyros. Fuck gyros, people. Goddamn Osama bin Laden's favorite eatery. Hey, man, y'all already know they're going to be tripping, man. Let me get into one more, then we're going to finish this thing out with my dog, Gray Fox. You know, that's the hottest shit up in here, is that Gray Fox. And I almost said, let me play a song by Just Last Night. But, yeah, she doesn't have one. So we will just have to play some Mo Blue. Check out Miss Mo Blue on Amazon.com, people. iTunes, she on everything. You know what I'm saying? Album is officially out. You know what I'm saying? It's going down real big. And these are just two cuts that's off the album. I'm going to get into one of them. You know what I'm saying? And then we're going to be up out of here, people. You know, thank y'all for coming through. Don't forget, 2 days left to the biggest show on earth. Live from motherfucking Las Vegas, people. Yeah. We're going to be up in that bitch. I'm telling you. We're going to be up in that bitch. Matter of fact, we're going to be up in that bitch like goddamn my motherfucking crotch when I be calling Moe's and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Tavern, where do you leave me to drink?
Yeah, hello. Is Mike there? Last name, Roch.
Hold on, I'll check. My crotch! My crotch! Hey, has anybody seen my crotch lately?
That's real, man. And if you don't believe it, you know what I'm saying? You already know. I don't need you, and you don't need me. But we need each other some more. You know what I'm saying? Miss Mo Blue, man, right here live on Record and Game Radio. Starship Smelly Prize, y'all. Come on down. .186 deuce after this. What the hell, man? My shit was supposed to play. I mean, well, all right. Shit didn't play, people, but we out of here. Y'all already know. Shouts out to everybody, you know what I'm saying, right now on the Starship Smelling Prize. This last song we getting out the building with is Dead Dollar Records on. Shouts out to Lur Lion and Tanner Man, you know what I'm saying, doing their thing. Nucio, you know what I'm saying, and that's how we do. Shouts out to D. Lee, you know what I'm saying. Shouts out to Beat Rocker Productions, T. Collins, Security Ron, Petey Wheatstraw. Also give a shout out to my artist, Miss Janu, DJ Party Time, and the whole Reckoning Game Entertainment crew, you know what I'm saying, holding it down out there for 813 in Tampa Bay, SFM Visual, Sleepy J, you know, everybody that hang with me, man. And definitely, I'm a BTR fam, you know what I'm saying, much love to you, Net-a-Net, Big Ashby, and one of these 6-point dudes, which is where we heading over to, y'all, Cali style. And this is the last one, people, and we out of here. This is Dead Dollar Records featuring Gray Fox. The song is called Leaving. Just like what we doing. We leaving, bitches. Las Vegas, Monday countdown till the weekend. It's going down, y'all. 2 more days, and we'll officially be up in motherfucking
This is another Dead Dollar.
Yeah, we'll officially be up in the building, people. All right, Las Vegas Monday, countdown to the weekend. And we out of here, peoples. Yeah, y'all already know. Thank y'all. Much love to you. Peace.
Dead Dollar
Record Production. Great box.
You got me thinking about leaving, 'cause I love thanksgiving. I try not to believe when my friends say you're cheating. So
hey, baby, girl, got me thinking about leaving. Oh, leaving this time.